Jacqueline's been keeping us all up to date with what's happening prior to Pyeongchang. Now she's over there covering the Winter Olympics, and it hasn't... I don't know how to look at it. Fourth and fifth is a fantastic effort, but I guess Britt Cox is a little bit disappointed after success at World Championships and World Cups. Jacqueline Magnay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Britt was putting on a very brave face after her performance. She was saying that she was still very proud of what she had done. But I think deep down, she would have looked at that and thought, oh, how close. She had a fantastic performance in the run just beforehand to make it into the final six of the moguls and really looked in great shape. And she went on the chairlift and kind of waved everyone and looked really happy. She knew she was in with a solid chance, but just wasn't to be.
Yeah, Chikara Anthony was the big surprise packet. Well, from my point of view, she's announced herself on the world stage, finishing in fourth position.
Yes, she was world ranked number 14 coming into this, and Chikara... originally born in Cairns, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
She moved to Barwon Heads down in Victoria when she was a youngster, a toddler. So, but she world ranked number 14 and had won, had been on the podium before in Deer Valley just once. So she really was a surprise packet. And the judges really marked her strongly for her turns. They thought that her skis were very parallel all the way down and she had a really lovely style. You could tell that she was a little bit slower than Britt Cox and not quite as dynamic at the top, but boy, she did unbelievably well and she was so excited because, of course, she wanted to get to the final and she got there. And, you know, for most people, I think you'd just be kicking yourself if you got fourth, thinking, wow, how did I get to third? But she was just over the moon.
And tell you what we are seeing with a lot of these events, and Chikara might be one of them, but we're seeing this talent identification sort of system, and a lot of these people, and I saw it in the aerials, we all know about that, Jack, where they're coming from a gymnastics background and then they turn their skills to the skis in the aerials, but it's now happening also in the moguls and other disciplines as far as our winter sports are concerned.
Well, remember Dale Begg-Smith in the moguls? I think he was a real breakthrough for Australia there in that he paved the way and I think gave a lot of confidence to Australians that they could do it. And he was a very controversial figure in the sport.
Aussie Dale.
But he gave a lot back and he still gives a lot back. Matt Graham, who will compete tonight, he talks to him all the time. Okay. So... and is someone who has mentored him. So, you know, that's kind of been quite encouraging for Australia. I think, though, these games, we had the devastating news yesterday that Tess Coady ruptured her ACL and is out of the games. And, you know, 17, and for that to happen is just shattering. So that's, you know, very disheartening news. And then to get so close last night, it just feels that we're just off the pace slightly, or you know. And these games, we came into these games full of confidence. So I just hope things turn around tonight, and that Matt can really just change the tone of the start of these games for us.
Yeah. Besides Matt, what else can Australian fans look forward to?
Well, we've got the halfpipe coming up. We've got the aerials, of course. One of the big things here is the wind at Bok Wang, and it's really strong. And let me tell you, about an hour after the moguls last night, there was a wild blizzard where, you know, it doesn't snow here, and it absolutely teemed down. And so it's kind of prepared that, you know, you wake up and see all this white snow today. But for the aerials, the wind has been very bad, and Dave Morris has landed a quintuple trick, so that's five twists in his kind of performance. And he was going to do that in practice yesterday, but the winds just kept changing, really gusty, and so he didn't. So that's going to play a big factor in the aerials later in the week, what happens there.
So you've got Germany, it's only early days quite clearly, Germany on top of the medal tally, they've won three goals, the Netherlands, two, Norway, the US and 1,000 other countries with one.
Yeah. And hopefully Australia will get on that medal table sooner rather than later.
Did you see Jacqueline Redmond Jared, who's the 17-year-old slope styler, who I think he qualified. He's about 7th or 8th position going into the final one. He just a couple of high fives with his mates at the top and then absolutely nails it. He's 17 years of age. He's the only Winter Olympian who's won a gold medal who was born in the 2000s. And he's going to be the next superstar in the US.
Well, he is the next superstar already because he was one of these kids who just nailed a couple of contracts and now it's just going to explode for him. He tried the same run twice before and failed on his tricks, just, you know, a couple of little things kept going wrong for him. But he pulled it out the very last run.
Yeah.
Just looked so relaxed, didn't he? And he's and also he's got the name Red.
Yeah. Red Jared.
So he's the next one. Sean White again.
That's what they're saying. He's the next Sean White.
Sean White's going round again at these Olympics. I think it's Holly Crawford and Emily Arthur, who's only 18 years of age.
Yes, I don't think we're really in the medal hunt there for Holly Crawford, her fourth Olympics. You know, she's got longevity. She'll probably make the finals, hopefully. But I think her degree of difficulty with her tricks is just not quite up there with the really big guns in the sport. Of course, Tora Bright didn't qualify for that. You know, it's great to see Holly there. She's one of the more experienced members of the team. And, you know, she's been quite an inspiration for many people and is still getting out there.
Yeah, good on you.
Fantastic.
Jacqueline, we thank you for that. Stay warm. I mean, I know it is the Winter Olympics. We expect it to be cold, but I think those winds are coming straight out of Siberia and blowing across as well. So thank you very much for that update.
Thanks, guys, and you have a great week.